It's a very popular technique. So there's a picture of one of these mass spectrums. So this is now a slice taken through the peak coming off the chromatogram. So in that case there, for this particular 1,2,3 trimethyl cyclohexane, there's our molecular one. It's a tiny little blitch. Not very many of the molecules make it to the end of the machine. Okay, and these guys here then are the daughter ions. And we computer match that intensity pattern of each of the daughter ions with that intensity of the molecular ion at 126 to say that that's that particular molecule. And as you can see, 126 is not unique. That's why we must have the daughter ions, because this case here, 3,4,4 trimethyl 2 hexene, got exactly the same molecular ion, but the combination of these intensities for the daughter ions, okay, and sometimes it's presence, absence, but in this case the key thing is going to be the intensity of the molecular ion to this fragment, and the lack of complexity in here that pins this one as a cyclohexane and this is the 2-hexene.